Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slow on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back.
It's
Going Over on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Joe and Fred with you here. Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studios. Hey, Archview Floors, our studio sponsors. Even though we're usually out on the road, Grove hangs out there, and Archview Floors wants you to keep them in mind for any home renovations you're doing. In 2017, they are a Shaw Flooring Gallery, carrying all of your flooring needs: carpet, vinyl, LVT, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. My parents just got some new floors put in at their house. They gave the folks at Archview Floor a call at 618-257-9300. That's 618-257-9300. And they have spoke to me about the great job that Chad and his crew did at Archview Floors, the studio sponsors here on Going Over. Well, it's time now, a segment that we haven't had in a few weeks. It's time now for Fred's Sure Thing.
Fred's Sure Thing, brought to you by Country Financial Insurance Representative Rachel Crow.
Contact Rachel Crow, 618-651-9941, home, health, auto, all of your insurance needs. I know she just recently insured a dear friend of mine who... When you're transitioning, Joe, from a young adult to a regular adult,
it sucks.
Insurance is weird. Insurance is scary.
Becoming anything that has to do with becoming an adult is extremely scary. Adulting is hard.
And unnecessary often.
Like, there's a table that just got sat down, like, half of them are kids. I would say, like, middle school.
There's 20 of them.
Like, maybe, like, around, like, you know, 12 years old. I just want to go to them. And, you know, remember the scene in Billy Madison where he grabs the fat kid's cheeks and just starts shaking him, telling him to never grow old?
Yes.
That's what I want to do with, like, all children I see, is let them know how hard adulting is. You're saying Rachel Crow can help.
Yeah, Rachel Crow, she walked this young adult through the steps, and now for the first time in her life, she has her own insurance with her own name. So there's a personal testimonial. I'm not going to give you any names, but Rachel Crow has helped me for years, 618-651-9941. Here is my one sure thing. Luke Wilson is winning NFL free agency this week. Luke Wilson, the tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. Did you see how he announced on the Twitter that he'd be rejoining the Seahawks?
You sent it to me, and I thought it was really, really clever.
It was really clever. Whenever you're ready, Grover.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving! The show goes on! This is my home! They're gonna need a wrecking ball to take me out of here!
It is a scene from The Wolf of Wall Street where Leonardo DiCaprio is announcing to his organization that he's staying with the team. And what Luke Wilson has done is he has superimposed, like, Pete Carroll's head, Russell Wilson's head, Richard Sherman. He's taken all the big names and put them in the crowd as they are reacting with much it is a happy crowd welcoming back Luke Wilson. This is how you go over. Luke Wilson has become my new favorite tight end based off a tweet.
Did he put Sierra's face in there at all?
I don't know. I did not see her.
Did not see if Sierra's face was in there, because it would have been really funny had, instead of, you know, using Russell Wilson's face, he used the creepy picture that that Russell Wilson and Sierra took to announce their pregnancy or their baby photos. Did you see that picture while you were sick?
I did not.
Grove, tell me you saw that picture, right?
I think so.
It is, so Sierra, his singer wife, pregnant. Their first child is a couple. I believe Sierra has another child.
Yes.
Possibly with Future?
With Future.
And which has, you know, that's caused enough issues, enough humor. So it's a picture of her standing there holding the first child in front of her, like where he's basically sitting on her pregnant stomach, covering up her, you know, chest because she's naked.
Ah.
The baby, the child, also naked. Russell Wilson behind Sierra, almost kneeling down as Sierra is standing behind her, again, naked. You can paint yourself the picture as to where his face would be. Holding his hands around the stomach of Sierra. It's a very odd picture.
I cannot find it immediately, and that is okay.
Sierra Russell Wilson pregnancy picture.
I just did. The Google's not.
That shouldn't be hard at all.
Well, and that's the point we're trying to make where, and I'm going to go back to Luke Wilson real quick. We're in a day and age where you have to draw the attention. Get the headline.
It's right here. The first link is I typed in Sierra Russell Wilson baby picture. First thing up.
The link didn't work. The USA Today article?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
That's what I just opened up.
Well, I'm just telling you.
So, as long as it's better than that, because that's bad. That's a bad job on the internet.
Okay, I found it.
You know, yeah,
this is gosh darn awful.
Isn't it creepy? It's incredibly creepy.
It reminds me of. Did you ever see Total Recall?
Can't say that I have. No.
Okay. There's a scene where. There's a man who has a baby that has arms in its stomach.
Okay.
That's what this is.
So the man, there's a man.
Yeah.
Who has a baby coming out of his arms?
Well, his stomach is almost as if it was like a, I think it's named Quato, if that even matters. But it, like, if you were to have a child that would, like, and also another child would be in the stomach position, that's what this was to me.
I have to go watch that movie.
I don't care for this at all. What you just showed me is the my tomorrow's sure thing is that I do not care for this. I'm sure of that.
Well, you have some sure things to make up for having missed the last couple shows, so you can throw multiple sure things into one sure thing segment.
I hope I'm alive tomorrow.
That is true.
From the listener, a quick Google search, I'm on a medication.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is apparently one of the side effects of the medication.
Okay. Is getting Bell's palsy.
It's actually not Bell's palsy, according to WebMD. It's temporary facial paralysis. But I go with what I know, and that's the Bell's palsy.
Well, while you continue to search WebMD, we take another break, a busy end of the show as we run towards the finish line. Here, we have Crack Slippers coming up. We have Fred's top five. What was it? Top five famous fat athletes.
Yes.
After I just finished my entire IDK, it seems fitting that this is today's top five. About 90 minutes to 2 hours from now, I will go out on a run that I hope will last 2 hours long.
I believe it won't.
If the calf pops, then yeah, we're cutting it short. But if the calf is fine, if the legs are fine, then yeah, I'll go 2 hours.
Do you want me to follow you?
No.
In my car?
No.
Eye of the
tiger. You won't be able to because I'm going to be on a bike path.
How would that slow me down?
You're not going to be able to get a car on the path.
I'll get a bike.
Okay, go get a bike.
Tandem. We should do a photo shoot.
For a two-hour-a-day weekend show?
Yes. Things I would like to feature. Tandem bicycle. Us sharing one ice cream cone.
From Grover back at the Archery Flooring Studios, between Fred's Bell's palsy and Joe's running, I'm going to have a best of ready to go tomorrow. That's good producing right there. Looking ahead and thinking what might happen.
If the right side of my face gives out, done for.
Well, Andy's going to come tomorrow, so Andy already said he was going to come out to the show tomorrow.
Pump House Bar and Grill.
Yeah. So Andy can just do impressions for 2 hours.
He's a talented
Well,
dude.
I'm dead and you're paralyzed.
I earned this.
At least you're still living. We got to take a break. Final segment coming up. It's going over.